John chapter 11, look if you would at verse 1. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Martha that anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now here Jesus had been teaching throughout the land of Israel, and he had been walking around and healing many people. Up to this point, he had been making the blind to see, he had been making the lame to walk. And Jesus had been doing all this to prove that he was indeed the Messiah. That's the reason he was doing all these different things. And he was proving that he was the one that the prophets had been speaking about through the rest of the Old Testament. But when you get into this 11th chapter here, we're told of a dire emergency taking place. News had come to Jesus that a friend was in a dire need. Now the Bible tells us that Jesus here was good friends with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. We're told right there in verse 5, it says Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And we see that really when you read the Gospels, you'll see that there are many times that Jesus would visit their home specifically and have fellowship with them. If you think about the time when Jesus was at Mary and Martha's house, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus while Martha was busy serving the Lord. And Martha said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said, Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. That's one time that Jesus was visiting there with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Then there was also the time just before Jesus was to go to the cross, he was sitting in the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus again. And Mary came in and anointed the feet of Jesus with the anointment of spikenard. And she did this while he was sitting at the table with Lazarus. Now, this is the same man that he rose from the dead. Can you imagine the conversation that they were having? I've always wondered that. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, when he was sitting there and Mary came and anointed his feet, Lazarus had already been raised from the dead. John chapter 11 had already happened. And they're sitting there at the table talking. And I wished I could have been a fly on the wall on that one, okay? It just seemed like you read over and over where he would have kind of a special fellowship with those three. And because he is such good friends with them, it does seem kind of strange in this passage of Scripture, because as close as a friend he was to Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, he hears about Lazarus being deathly sick, and he purposely delayed his coming. In fact, Jesus delayed his coming to heal Lazarus long enough to where Lazarus died. Now, why would Jesus do such a thing? Why would the Lord Jesus, who had all the power to heal, who could make the lame to walk and to make the blind to see, why would he not come running at once the moment he heard that his friend was dying? I mean, you would think that's what a friend would do. Some would say that he must not have been such a great friend. But I tell you that Jesus had his reasons for delaying. He had his reasons for delaying his answer to a request for him to come and heal his friend Lazarus. And when you read this passage of Scripture, the reason the Lord had to delay answering the request of Mary and Martha are really the same reasons that the Lord sometimes delays in answering our prayers. I think we can all agree tonight that, you know, sometimes the Lord is quick to answer. Sometimes the Lord will give us the answer we want. Sometimes he'll give us the answer that we don't want, but it's always the right answer. But sometimes he delays in answering our prayers. He delayed in answering this prayer. A request was made to him to heal somebody. And that's no different than us praying to the Lord today to heal somebody. Us praying to the Lord today to do something. But yet he delayed answering this prayer. You say, well, what were the reasons why he delayed answering those prayers? Well, one reason why Jesus delayed answering the request that was made to him was to strengthen the faith of the disciples. If you look there in chapter 11 and verse 14, it says, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. What Jesus is saying here to his disciples is, if they had been there with Lazarus and had healed him, they would not have believed that Jesus was who he said he was. If you remember, the disciples had seen Jesus do many miracles. I mean, they had seen him feed the 5,000. They had seen him turn water into wine. They had seen him heal the lame and blind. They had seen him cast out devils. But some of these disciples had never seen Jesus raise somebody from the dead. Okay, but because he delayed answering the request of Mary and Martha, the faith of these disciples would now be strengthened because they would see him raise Lazarus from the dead. And by the way, when they saw that, there would be no doubt of who Jesus Christ was. I mean, to raise somebody from the dead, only God can do that. Only God can give life. Amen. I mean, if you go back to even to the book of Genesis, it was God who breathed the spirit into the nose of Adam. It was him who gave Adam life. And so to bring somebody back from the dead, that only God can do that. Only God can. All right, so the number one reason why he delayed his answer to the request that was given to him was to strengthen the faith of the disciples. Another reason that Jesus delayed answering that request was to give Martha more than what she asked for. Give Martha more than what she asked for. If you would, look at verse 21. It says, "Then said Martha unto Jesus." Now, this is after Jesus gets there to where Lazarus is at and where Mary and Martha are at. In verse 21 says, "Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." She's saying, "Lord, if you had come when we bid you to come, if you had answered the request that we had given you when we asked you, Lazarus would have never died." And that's true. There's no doubt about that. That is true. But then look at verse 22. Now, she says, "But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee." Jesus said to her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Now, is this what she asked Jesus to do? No, she asked Jesus to come and heal her brother. That was the request. She had sent word to Jesus, and she wanted Jesus to come here and heal her brother because her brother was sick. Okay, she asked him to come. She wanted him to heal Lazarus so that Lazarus would not die. Look at verse 24. "And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." So here's what's happening. She sends a request. Jesus does not come and heal her brother. He dies. And then when he gets there, Jesus says, "Your brother is going to rise again." Now, she doesn't understand what he's talking about. Now, how do we know that? Because she says in verse 24, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Now, the fact that Martha said that right there, you know what that shows? That shows that she's been reading her Bible. Because she got that from the book of Daniel. Daniel 12:2 says, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." So Martha knew that the scripture said that. So Martha told Jesus, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of that on the last day." She had been reading the book of Daniel. She knew what the scripture said, and she knew that Lazarus would one day rise from the dead. Listen, I know that today as well. I believe the book of Daniel, I believe the Bible same as Martha did. I believe the day that unless the Lord comes before we die, everybody in this room is going to die. But I also know that if you're saved, everybody in this room is going to be raised up from the dead. Amen? I mean, we know this. Why? Because we believe the scriptures. We know the scriptures. Same thing with Martha. Martha understood them too. But Jesus here, he wasn't talking about Daniel chapter 12. He wasn't talking about Lazarus coming up in the last day, after it's all over with, coming up out of the grave. Jesus wasn't talking about this. Jesus was talking about raising Lazarus right now. When he looked at her and said, "Martha, thy brother shall rise again," he wasn't talking about on rapture day. He was talking about on that day. Okay? And then look at verse 25. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now think about this, folks. Here's a woman who sends for Jesus to heal her brother, but she got so much more than that. She not only got to see the miracle of her brother Lazarus being raised from the dead, but she found out how to get everlasting life. That's when he said, he goes, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? That's what he asked her. Okay. And so when he said here that and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, if you think about it, that's the same gospel we believe today. If you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ today, if you have trusted him as your Savior, if you believe that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again the third day, you spiritually, you'll never die. You're made alive again the moment you believe that, and you'll never die again spiritually. Never, okay? And so that's the same gospel. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus said in John 6:47, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And Jesus said, and whosoever liveth and believeth me shall never die. My question for you tonight is, and I hope that it's yes, my question for you tonight is, believest thou this? You have to believe it. You got to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. So Jesus, he delayed his coming to Lazarus when he was sick, and because he did, Lazarus did die. But because Jesus tarried there and delayed his in answering Martha's request, Martha got way more than what she ever asked for. Yes, Lazarus did die. But think about what she got that day. She got to see her brother raised from the dead and made well, by the way. And she found out how to get everlasting life. Would you agree she got more than, I mean, her original request was heal my brother, but she got a whole lot more than that, okay? So that's two reasons. Here's a third reason why Jesus delayed his coming on that day and delayed answering the request that was made to him to heal Lazarus. And that was to manifest the power of God for his glory. In John chapter 11, look if you would at verse 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha. The sister of him that was dead saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand, that would be Martha standing there. That would be the disciples standing there. That would be all the onlookers standing there. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, I'm sure everybody here is aware of it, but when he said, he did not say just come forth. Because remember this, when Jesus says to come forth, one of these days, he's going to say, come up hither. You know what's going to happen? Everybody in the grave who has trusted in Jesus Christ is going to get up out of that grave and go. That, when he says, come up hither, we're all going to meet him in the air. Okay, that's the reason when the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and when you hear that sound, when you hear that word, come up hither, we're all going to go up. If he had said right here, if he had said, come forth, everybody in those graves would have come forth. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. Therefore, only Lazarus came up out of the grave, okay? And so the moment Jesus called to come to heal Lazarus, he could have gotten up right then and there. He could have came and healed Lazarus, and that would have been nothing for Jesus. In fact, Jesus didn't even have to go to where Lazarus was in order to heal him. See, that's the thing that a lot of people forget. He did not, listen, when the word came to Jesus, from Martha saying, our brother Lazarus is sick. He didn't have to go there. He could have just said it. How do we know that? Turn over to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Jesus, listen, Jesus didn't have to go over to Bethany to heal Lazarus at all. All he has to do is speak the word. That's all. In Matthew chapter 8, look if you would at verse 5. I'll wait till everybody gets there. Matthew chapter 8, and look at verse 5. It says, "And when Jesus was entered to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him." So right there, Jesus says, okay, I'm going to go to where you're living, and I'm going to heal him. "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Boy, you're talking about a big statement there. He's saying, in all of Israel, I have not found the faith of this Gentile. Something there. Drop down to verse 13. "And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour." He didn't have to go there. Right there where he was at, he said, okay, I'll go. The centurion says, my servant's sick of the palsy. Jesus said, okay, I'll go with you to your house and heal him. And the centurion says, I'm not worthy to have you coming under my roof. Just say the word. Right here where you're at, just say the word and my servant's going to be healed. And the Lord says, okay. He said the word and he was healed. He didn't have to go there. He didn't have to go over there to heal Lazarus either. When that word was sent to him and said, hey, you need to come over here to Bethany and heal Lazarus, the Lord didn't have to go. He could have said it right then and there, but he didn't. He didn't. You know, isn't it good to know that the Lord just has to speak the word and somebody's healed? I mean, isn't that great to know that? All he's got to do is speak the word. All he has to speak the word, and this COVID stuff is over with. I mean, it's over. Every single person would be healed of it. All he's got to do is say the word. And so Jesus here, he didn't speak the word when Lazarus was sick, though. He delayed his coming to Lazarus. He delayed healing Lazarus. Jesus knew Lazarus was sick unto death, yet he delayed his coming in order for people to see the power and the glory of God in raising Lazarus from the dead. In other words, he let him die so that he could actually go there, have a crowd watch him raise Lazarus from the dead. And look, if you would, at the outcome. To show you how much God knows more than us, look at verse 45, John 11, verse 45. It says, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him." I'd say he had a good reason. He had a good reason. The Lord has, listen, his reason for delaying here was so that people would see that he is God and would believe on him. That's the reason he delayed. And I'm going to tell you, I'll bet you that, you know, if you think about it, all those people that believe there, do you realize they're in heaven today? Every one of them are. Those people that saw him raise them from the dead and believed on him, they're all in heaven today, and all because Jesus waited and delayed his answer, and these people believe. Can't you, listen, Martha's in heaven right now too. Don't you know that if you were in heaven right now and you were talking to those people and talking to Martha in heaven right now, that those people would say, boy, I sure am glad he delayed answering that prayer. I'm sure glad that he didn't heal Lazarus from where he was. I'm glad he came and raised him from the dead, because those people are in heaven today because of that. And so the point I'm trying to make in this message is this, is sometimes we come to God with what we consider our urgent request, and no doubt that we have urgent requests. And even though God certainly has the option and the power to just go ahead and answer those prayers immediately on the spot, sometimes God chooses to delay his answer. Sometimes he waits. Now, why would he do that? Well, the truth is, he does it for the exact same reasons that he delayed coming for the aid of Lazarus. For example, God will sometimes delay answering our prayers to strengthen our faith. Just as Jesus delayed in coming to Lazarus when Lazarus was sick to show something that they had never seen before, so it would strengthen the faith of those disciples, God will sometimes delay our prayers in order to show us something even greater and strengthen our faith in him. God sometimes would delay answering our prayers so that later on his work can be seen more clearly by us and others when he answers our prayers. And our faith will be strengthened by the same way that the faith of disciples were strengthened. So sometimes God will delay answering prayers in order to strengthen and deepen our faith in Him. Another reason that God will sometimes delay in answering our prayers is so we can get more than what we actually asked for. You know, when we pray and ask Jesus for help in a situation, oftentimes He'll delay answering those prayers because He can answer that prayer. But you know, God wants the best for us. God is our Father, and He loves us as His children. And God knows, listen, nobody can outgive God. God gives us blessings all the time. And sometimes we think that we know what we want, but God's got so much more. He's got so much better for us. And sometimes when He delays answering our prayers right away, it's because He has something in store for you that's far greater than anything that you could ever imagine. You serve a God that loves us, and He loves us, especially if we're obedient. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ." It glorifies God, not only in the eyes of His children, but in the eyes of the lost world when He gives us more than what we ask for. Sometimes God delays on answering those prayers so that He can give us a whole lot more than we could ever imagine. Also, God also sometimes would delay His prayers to manifest the power of God for His glory. I told you years ago that a lady that I knew had been praying for her husband for just about every day in church. And every time that we would ask prayer for this people's prayer request, she would always raise her hand and say, "Pray for my husband. Pray for my husband to be saved. Pray for my husband to be saved." And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. Well, finally, one day, this woman, she got sick. She ended up getting brain cancer, and she ended up dying. And when I was doing the funeral for this lady, and her husband showed up. Her husband was 85 years old. He didn't get saved during the funeral, but he did ask me, he goes, "When is the next time that you're going to have services?" And I said, "Well, it'll be this coming Sunday." Well, that Sunday, he showed up. And when I gave the invitation, he got saved. Amen. He got saved. And you know, all that time, the prayer wasn't answered. It was delayed. It was delayed. It was delayed. But then finally, God allowed a miracle to happen. I mean, to see somebody 85 years old get saved, that's a miracle. I mean, you know how many times a person's got to reject Jesus Christ in America by the time you're 85 years old? Okay? And so, and not only that, but the family members saw a father get saved, and there were a few of them got saved. And so, same thing happened on the day that Lazarus was raised from the dead. There were many people in heaven today because God chose to delay answering the prayers of His children. Let me ask you tonight, have you been praying for something and have not received an answer to your prayer yet? Have you been calling upon God to intervene on some issue, but you haven't heard back from Him yet? It could very well be that He's waiting so that He can get more glory. It could be that He's waiting in order to give you more than you ever dreamed. You just don't know. And so I could tell you story after story after story. I could tell you the story of the one time that the Lord allowed me to get sick, and we had been praying for this guy to get saved. He allowed me to get sick and then allow somebody else to preach, and so this person could be saved by somebody else's preaching. I mean, I could tell you all these different answered prayers that I've gotten that God delayed first, and then when He answered a prayer, it was so much more than I ever dreamed. When He finally answered a prayer later on, I got more than what I asked for, and He got the glory for it. Here's what we need to do. When we pray, we need to pray that however the situation turns out, that God will get the glory. Because if God gets the glory, you get the blessing. Amen? That's what we need to do. And when those prayers that we pray are delayed, we ought not get upset about it. We ought not say, "Well, Lord just isn't answering my prayer because He's being mean to me or He doesn't care." Hey, listen, if you're right with God, God knows what He's doing. And if He delays answering that prayer, honestly, every time that I pray and He delays answering that prayer, I'm automatically thinking, man, I can't wait to see what he actually does. I do. That's the way I think. I'm thinking, boy, he must be really setting something up here, because I know that he can answer the prayer. All you got to do is say the word. And you know, and so when you think about how God delays and delays and delays, one of the wildest things that I ever saw, and many of you already know this person, but Bob Bradley, you know, that guy had cancer, and we prayed for him constantly. Lord, heal him. Lord, heal him. Lord, heal him. Lord, just delayed him, delayed, delayed, delayed. You know how many people, their faith was built when they see how Bob just kept on going, just kept on going, just kept on going. I mean, it's just amazing. And so, listen, rather than getting down whenever God delays in answering your prayer, rather than getting angry, like it seemed like Martha was kind of ticked off a little bit when Jesus showed up. Boy, I bet she wasn't after he left. When all of a sudden she sees her brother come up out of that grave, and she sees all these people here that believed that didn't believe before, and she realized that God got the glory. Oh, and she also found out how to be saved. I bet she's up in heaven right now rejoicing that the Lord delayed answering that prayer. You need to rejoice when the Lord delays answering a prayer too. Remember, the Lord knows what he's doing. All right, let's go ahead and stop there tonight.